Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host, Joe Truini. And you know what? You're at the right place for the most practical, realistic, current home improvement information you'll find anywhere. Thanks so much for being with us. And during this hour, we're going to talk a little more about composite decking. A lot of times people think of it as no maintenance, but it's more commonly referred to and more accurately referred to as low maintenance. Joe, you know, we get a lot of calls, you know, over the years where the inconsistency of the early generation of composite decking was a little more challenging on some oxidation, things like that. But there's still a little bit you have to do to the deck to keep it looking like it's brand new.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if there was a no-maintenance product, especially a no-maintenance product that you put outdoors?
Right.
We barely have no-maintenance products that go indoors. Mm-hmm. But there's no decking that's not, obviously, because it's exposed to, you know, the weather and leaves and all kinds of stuff. So, and not to mention all the traffic it gets. So, yeah, there's nothing, you know, no composite deck is really no-maintenance, but they're pretty low-maintenance. And if you just take care of them a little bit, they'll last a long time and look great for a long time.
And the same goes for interior surfaces like tile floor. We're also going to make some recommendations to a homeowner that's got a tile floor they really like. It's pretty old, and it's kind of lost its luster a little bit. We're going to talk with them. And almost every week, we talk about concrete cracks. And I'll tell you, our friends at Quikrete really know their business about concrete, and we're going to give you a recommendation from them on how to deal with some of those cracks that you might have out in there. Joe, you know, we also talk about the importance of exhaust fans, especially in a bathroom, to get that hot, moist air out. But you know what? When you turn one on and it sounds like a jet engine, you tend not to use it. And you know that it's just not working as well as it needs to. That's one of the things that we constantly recommend to homeowners.
Yeah, if you have a vent fan in your bathroom that's making a lot of noise, either is really old and should be replaced, or there's something wrong with it. If it's a new one making, because nobody's producing a fan these days that sounds loud, right? I mean, they're all incredibly quiet. So if you have a newer one that's making a lot of noise, you better, you know, check it, make sure there's not a loose part or a broken part or something like that. And an old one, the old ones used to make a lot of noise. That was basically it. So, and we've talked about it a lot, Danny, how easy it is to switch out an old vent fan for a new vent fan. And going back to Quikrete for a second, I was just thinking, those guys better be careful. If they keep finding ways to stop concrete from cracking, what are they going to do for a living?
That's right.
Right?
Then what are they
going to
do?
That's right. Yeah, what are they going to do? Well, I don't know if that's ever going to happen, because concrete, as we always say, it just cracks, you know.
But, you know, something's amazing to me. I've had the opportunity, and I know you have as well, Joe, over the years to be invited to go to some factories and manufacturing facilities. And, you know, you hear all of this about testing, you know, testing the products. It's thoroughly tested, and you hear about all of this. But when you walk into a lab-type situation, the laboratory testing facility, where they've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on this real special equipment to test certain things, and then there's thousands of little beakers or whatever full of sand and concrete and the different things like that, you know. And it really, to me, it always impressed me, because they're serious. They're spending, and Quikrete is a great example of that, as well as one of their sister companies, Custom Building Products, where they're testing, you know, if everything works right. They force things to break and to see how much, you know. So, yeah, I know you've been in some of those testing facilities. Like, it always amazes me. Very interesting.
Yeah, they're fascinating. And there used to be, in every product made, no matter what it is, they typically pull one off the line to check it, to make sure it's right. They can't always check every single one, depending on what it is. If you're making a billion, you know, screws a day, you're not checking every single screw, but they pull one off every now and then. But I remember I was visiting a brand new manufacturing plant in, I believe it was in North Carolina, very northern North Carolina, DeWalt built a few years ago, and they were testing every single tool coming off the line.
Wow.
I mean, every tool that had a battery put in it, and they ran it, make sure it went forward and reverse, forward and reverse. And that was pretty impressive, because, you know, they're pumping out tools, and I'm sure many other power tool manufacturers doing the same thing. So when you get a tool out of the box and not working, they're very puzzled. They have no idea why it's not working, because they test every single one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I want to follow up on an email or two or a call we got a couple weeks ago. You know, we had a homeowner that was removing paneling, quarter-inch paneling from their den wall, and they were and behind it was drywall. But the problem was is the electrical boxes were sticking out that quarter of an inch where the paneling was, and they wanted to know what you could do. They didn't want to cut a big hole in the drywall to recess it and wanted to know if there were any little electrical, you know, devices that you could fit over it to compensate from that. We got an email in from Don with a great recommendation because most of the time boxes are plastic or composite or fiberglass and so forth. And what Don recommended is to use, if it's deep enough that you can push the wires back in there, is to use an oscillating saw to just cut that quarter-inch lip around there. And I thought that was pretty good as long as you still had enough thread depth, you know, for the screws to hold your outlet in. But I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I've never done that, but I guess you could do it. Obviously, you have to turn off the electrical power and be really careful you're not cutting right through any kind of wire or even touching the outlet. That's why you want to make sure the power's out. But I think we had recommended that you can just buy. They have boxes that are thicker boxes that are made to go over. Mm-hmm. There are plates that are meant to go over boxes that are sticking out a little bit. But yeah, depending on how many you have, I guess you could just trim them, you know, even in a big room, how many can you have? You know, they're usually supposed to be, what, every 6 feet or 8 feet. So, I guess that would work. I'm not sure if that violates any kind of electrical code. Probably not, I don't think.
And we love getting these follow-up emails. So if you're sitting there thinking about, you know, well, I have something I could add to that conversation, come on and add it. All you have to do is you can call us 800-946-4420 or send us an email anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Here's another one. You remember we were talking to a gentleman named Joe from Washington who installed a new 8-head shower system. As a result, he lost a lot of water pressure. This one came in from Dom, and Dom says, whenever you pipe something into a building, you have to look at not only the pressure, but the size of your supply line. Almost everybody goes with a 1/2-inch line, which would supply one shower head, but it would be nowhere near enough for 8. So Joe may need to go back to the main supply line and replace that line with probably a 1-inch line to have enough water pressure for that shower. So, you know, in some situations, depending on the setup of the home, that may only be a 30 or 40 foot run that you have to replace and go ahead and size that up. Not only are you taking getting the benefit of more water pressure coming into the home, but also oftentimes that line is pretty corroded and, you know, might have a lot of sediment in it that's preventing the full water pressure. So I thought that was a pretty good one. And again, most cases, now if you're like my house, it's 450 feet away from the thing there, you're not going to do it. By the way, I put in 1¼-inch line running all the way from my house because I knew I'd lose pressure, and I'm good.
You couldn't get a fire hose?
If you're not careful and you turn on the shower full blast and it knocks you back, knocks you down, sometimes that gets a little embarrassing. But anyway, I thought that was a great thing. Well, Joe, what about some of the writing you've been doing here lately? You're constantly cranking out wonderful home improvement articles. What have you been playing with here lately?
Well, you and I had talked the last couple of weeks about the expense of home remodeling and how with the price of all materials rising, you know, are people still doing renovations? And, you know, some people are and they're trying to get back into it. So I recently wrote an article on the top 10 ways to save money on a home renovation.
Oh, good.
And I can go quickly through them just to give you the sort of highlights. Create a realistic budget and stick to it. That's the hardest part, of course. It's easier said than done, but try to stick to that budget. Avoid what I called whimsical change orders. A change order is when you've already decided, I'm going to spend $10,000, I've hired the contractor, and this is the exact work we're going to do. Then you get into it and you want to change something. Like sometimes it's unavoidable if you open up the floor and you find the joists are rotted. What are you going to do? And the change order is to replace the joists. But avoid those whimsical ones where if you had originally budgeted for, let's say, vinyl flooring, don't suddenly change it to a tile floor, which would cost a lot more. If you need building plans, rather than hire an architect, find an affordable way to get building plans. And there are lots of ways to do that. You can go to a draftsperson or you can go online and find free plans. Decide what you can do yourself and what you shouldn't do yourself. You can save money by doing some of the work yourself. And avoid custom products. If you can at all and buy stock products. They're cheaper. And refurbish rather than replace. We talk about kitchens all the time. Instead of replacing all the cabinets, maybe you can repaint them or reface them. And avoid, here's another main one, Danny, avoid major plumbing changes. Don't be moving toilets from one side of the room to the other, because that, you know, try to keep the plumbing exactly where it is now and just work around it.
Are all great ideas, because we just can't stop and wait for those prices to go down, even though we keep hearing that they are going to start sliding back the other way, and we certainly hope so, because it is ridiculous when you're looking at a piece of 3/4-inch plywood that costs $100.
Wow. And it's not walnut, right?
It's not like walnut plywood. No, it's regular building plywood. Hey, we've got a lot coming up here on today's Homeowner Radio. Next, we're going to be talking about composite decking and what little bit of maintenance you really need to do. All that and more right here on today's Homeowner Radio.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
Sit back and enjoy the fresh air without the bugs, thanks to Wizard Screen Solutions. Wizard retractable screens are the perfect solution for your home that protects you from those pesky insects and conveniently retracts out of sight when not in use. Discreetly designed, Wizard retractable screens is the only product that comes with a lifetime warranty. This is truly the ultimate screen solution for your doors. Visit wizardscreens.com to find your screen solution today.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. And by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host Joe Truini. And each week we like to put a little spotlight on one of the many stations that carry the show across the country, including this one from Camden, Arkansas, KCXY 95.3. And a special hello to media consultant James Allridge. We certainly appreciate you putting us on the air there. We get a lot of emails and phone calls from that neck of the woods, and we appreciate each and every one of them. If you would like to reach out to us right now, it's pretty easy. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, your opportunity to ask us any question you like, give us any kind of comment and things you'd like for Joe and I to cover. And certainly we would appreciate any tip that you have experienced that's worked well around your house. Let us know about it, and we'll share it with our listeners all over the country. Right now we're going to Illinois, and we're going to talk with Marcia. Marcia, welcome to the show, and tell us all about your deck.
Thank you. Well, I have a pretty big AZEK deck that we installed about 8 or 9 years ago. And it's on three levels, and on each level I have a rug. And it's changed color, and we had the AZEK people out. They said it's oxidation. Mm-hmm. We have oxidation on the deck. But they don't have a solution as far as how to get that off of the deck. Do you have anything that might help?
Well, there's a lot of people that have experienced that, and because the whole composite category kind of portrays it as almost maintenance free, you know, and it just is going to look the same. But of course, when you're out in the elements and all the things that Mother Nature throws at a deck surface, especially it being flat, does cause a few problems there. By the way, you sent the pictures in, and your deck looks pretty good there, but I know that you're having some problems. Joe, what do you think on the oxidation like that? That's one of those inevitable things. Any way that she can improve the look of it a little bit?
Yeah, Marcia, do you have a power washer or access to a power
washer? We do.
Oh, great.
We do, but they told us not to use a power washer on this deck.
Well, I would, you know, you said the AZEK people came out. Now, this is someone who built the deck?
No, this is from the company.
And they said not to use one. Okay, because ordinarily you can use, if you're careful, you can use a power washer on a composite deck. Now, an AZEK deck isn't technically composite. It's PVC,
right.
It's cellular PVC, so it's a little different. at least with a composite deck, I know you can use a pressure washer as long as you don't have the pressure cranked up higher than about 3,000 PSI and you use a fan, a wide fan spray attachment. But, and what that does is it allows you to get all the dirt off first and with a soap, put soap in the reservoir and spray it out, because that's the first step is to clean it.
Yeah.
So you'd have to, if you don't want to use a power washer, that's fine. You have a big deck, so it'll take a little while, but get a stiff bristle brush and some hot water and just some soap and even just liquid dish soap and scrub it, get it as clean as you can, get everything off it. And then they do make a composite deck cleaner you can use on AZEK. It's called, the company is called Defy, and it, there's one that has an oxygenated bleach in it, and it's not chlorine bleach, it's an oxygen bleach, so it's not going to stain your clothing or harm plants or anything like that.
Okay.
And it's about $24 for 2.5 pounds of it, and then you mix it, and it makes up about 5 gallons of water. 5 gallons of cleaner, rather, when you mix it. So it's a concentrate.
Okay.
So I would try that. Now, before I would use this, I would check with AZEK. You can go online or check with the folks you spoke with earlier to make sure you can use an oxygenated bleach on it. I'm not sure why you couldn't. But that would be the best way to get the oxidation off and kill any mold or mildew or something like that, because that's specifically designed for composite deck.
So would that be applied with a brush as well?
The cleaner? You'd scrub.
No, the Defy. The cleaner I get, I would either have to do a pressure washer or use a stiff bristle brush.
Right.
But once it's clean and you use the Defy after it's clean, right?
Right. You could scrub it on. The Defy you would just scrub on.
Okay.
And then rinse it off.
Okay.
You might find just cleaning it would it look fine, but I would go over it with the oxygenated bleach.
Okay. We will check with that. And where do you have a source for that? Is that a Home Depot product? Or
yeah, I think they do carry. I don't know if they carry.
Okay.
Defy makes several products, and they make a couple of different composite deck cleaners. I always recommend the one with oxygenated bleach. And if they don't have it, but they carry Defy products, they can order it for you.
Okay. And that's Defy.
Correct.
Okay. We're certainly going to give that a try.
All right, Marshall, let us know how it works out.
Best of luck on it. Yeah, let us know how it is. Okay. Have a great summer.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, now it's time for our Around the Yard segment brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete. If you're going to have a good-looking yard, you're going to have a few tools to take care of it. It doesn't seem like much at first, but you have a mower, you have a wheelbarrow, maybe a pressure washer and a few rakes, shovels, and string trimmers. Well, all of a sudden, that can really cramp your garage style, especially if you're trying to park a few cars in there. One solution that works really well for a lot of people is a lean-to garden shed that's built right along the side of a house or a garage. And since the purpose is solely for tool storage, these structures can be as small as just 30 to 60 square feet. They basically keep your garden tools secure and out of the weather. And there's really no need for electricity, so they're very, very DIY friendly. Now, here's a few things to consider if you're wanting to build a successful lean-to garden shed. First of all, the roof is the most important part that connects to the house, because you don't want water in the shed or introducing water into the walls of the home. Be sure to use proper flashing for the shed roof that extends up behind the siding on the house to keep that water out. Second, consider using sheet siding to enclose the shed. These 4x8 foot sheets make the job really quick and easy and inexpensive. Third, the doors for this type of shed will likely need to be in odd shape, so make your own barn-style door with some plywood and some 1x4s. The plywood will keep the door square, and the 1x4s on either edge will give the rigidity a door needs, especially when you use it a lot. Fourth, maximize floor space for larger tools like the lawnmower by building shelves high enough for the larger tools to run under. Finally, if your floor is off the ground more than a few inches, build a ramp to simplify getting larger rolling tools in and out of the opening. And this Around the Yard segment brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete. Joe, that wonderfully successful shed book that you wrote a few years ago.
Right.
Did you ever address any of the lean-tos in there?
Absolutely. The very first shed shown in the very first shed book. I've written three of them. The very first shed book is a lean-to shed locker, I think I call it. It's built right off the back of my house. It's still there. It's like 15 years later. And yeah, it's a great, it takes up very little space depending on what you're storing in. It can only be, I think mine is only 2 feet deep by 6 or 8 inches wide. And the plywood siding is what I used as well. It's called, what I use is textured plywood. Most people know it as T111. It's grooved textured plywood meant to be used outdoors. And the I often get letters from people wanting to build it, and they're concerned about the pitch of the roof. They want to make it deeper. And I always tell them, well, you can make it deeper, but mine's only 2 feet deep. If you want to make it 4 feet deep or whatever, that's fine. But you have to flatten out the roof a little bit. I think my roof was at 30 degrees, because if you continue that 30 degrees out another 2 feet, guess what? You won't be able to get in. The door will only be like 5.5 feet high. So if you want to make it deeper, just make the roof a little less steep as far as the pitch coming off of the house, and you'll be able to have enough headroom to walk into it. Yeah, but that's a great way to, and I used the frame, the floor. I just put pressure treated 6x6s and put in gravel and put brick. So the inside is just brick. So just like any water gets in there, just drains right out.
Yeah, drain right out. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, in our segment there, we mentioned no need for electrical. In most cases, when you're storing it like that, there's no need. But if it's convenient and if it's something that you feel comfortable with, adding an outlet in there might help you on some of the cordless tools that are so popular now. Make sure you keep those charged up. And a lot of tools have plug-ins for their batteries and so forth on that. So
I had an outlet on the back of the shed, back of the house. So I just built the shed over it.
There you go. You
build automatic right outlet.
There you go. Hey, coming up, we're going to tell you how you can make that loud bath fan, the exhaust fan, that's so important to the health of your home, to make sure that it's a little bit quieter. And also, we'll tell you about the cool tool sweepstakes is being offered right now from Woodcraft. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lippert, along with my buddy Joe Truini. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Home Depot Best New Product of the Week, How Doers Get More Done. If your bathroom vent fan sounds like a helicopter taking off or simply really doesn't do its job, it's time for a replacement. Now, unfortunately, replacing a vent fan can often be a really big hassle. That's why Revent designed their new easy installation bath exhaust fan with SheetLock. Now, SheetLock is the system that allows you to install this fan directly to the sheetrock in half the time without any screws or nails. It also includes adjustable three-level LED lighting, which is sufficient to use as the main light source for the small bathrooms. The designer shield adds a modern look, which is both paintable and easy to clean. Plus, this fan is extremely quiet at only 0.8 zones. So for more information on this Revent easy installation bath exhaust fan, just log on to HomeDepot.com. Nobody likes that loud exhaust fan like that, and so that's the way you can solve the problem right there. Okay, right now let's head to Alabama for Reed is on the line to ask us a question about some tiles. Reed, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danny, thanks for having me, and I love the show.
Good. I appreciate that, and hopefully we can solve any question that you have there. Tell us about this tile floor and what's going on. I did see some pictures.
Yeah, so I have some old ceramic tile. I think it's ceramic on my front porch. It's kind of faded in color. I'm kind of looking to give it that wet look to bring the color back to life. I was wondering if you have any ideas on how to get it back.
Oh, we've got the expert on here, Joe Truini. He's written a fantastic ceramic tile book. And Joe, I know, when that finish kind of loses a little bit of its shine, it can look very dull and maybe harder to keep clean. What would you recommend to Reed here as far as being able to the wet look? And of course, there's a lot of sealers that are available out there, but you have to be careful on which one and how you use them.
Okay, Reed, the first question is, I did see those photographs, and thanks for sending them. Are you sure that's a ceramic tile floor? It almost looks like linoleum or something. I don't even see grout joints between the tiles.
There may not be any grout joints, but it's definitely tile. It's not
one. Okay. All right, good. Well, that makes it easier because they're pretty durable, and you can really scrub them if you need to. Well, there are lots of different tile. You can certainly buy a tile cleaner, you know, a concentrate and mix it. If you want to try a homemade one to clean it, you can just mix and get a bucket of hot water, put in some lemon juice, some ammonia, and then just scrub it with a stiff bristle brush. But you may eventually, and might you want to just skip to this, you may eventually have to rent a floor polisher that you can use on tile. And that, you know, in very short order, you'd get it as clean as you could possibly get it. You tell the rental dealer what you're using it for, and he'd recommend the correct abrasive or the correct pad and the polishing compound or abrasive that you might need. Since this is a glazed tile, you can be a little more aggressive, right, than you could be with vinyl or with wood, certainly, because you're not going to really damage it. You'd have to go out of your way to damage it. So I would try just cleaning it with either a commercially made tile cleaner or homemade cleaner. And then if necessary, then you can always get a polisher.
Okay, good deal. Thank you.
All right. And try that out. If it does work, let us know. We always like to know what's working as we suggest ideas so we can share those ideas with other listeners.
Yeah, I will. I'll give that a shot.
All right, Reed. Thanks so much for being a part of the show and hope you have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, y'all too.
Okay. All right. Our pleasure.
You don't have to see tile floors without grout joints, but I guess that's one way to avoid dirty grout joints. Just don't put them in.
Yeah. Just put them in to get together like that. I've seen that a little bit here and there, but.
Oh, have you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. But not very often. You know, a lot of times it has just real small ones, you know, 16th of an inch, and it just kind of blends in with everything. So good. I hope we've been able to help Reed on that. Hey, I want to tell you about this cool tool sweepstakes. We've teamed up again with our friends at Woodcraft for a great summer sweepstakes. Cool tool sweepstakes going on right now. So head over to todayshomeowner.com/cooltools to enter for your chance to win a $1,000 Woodcraft gift card that can be used in store or online. You know, we always talk about how amazing it is if you get a chance to go to one of the Woodcraft stores. There's close to 80 or 90 of them around the country, but also woodcraft.com. Amazing website with a lot of really, really good things there for the serious woodworker, as well as someone that's just tipping their toe in that idea, in that field, and trying to get a little bit of experience and the right tools and the right materials there. So we want you to be able to check it out at woodcraft.com, and we want you to enter the Cool Tools Sweepstakes that's going on right now through June 27th. So that's todayshomeowner.com/cooltools.
Great gift ideas too. If you're not a woodworker, but there's a woodworker in your life.
That's right, yeah.
At almost any price range, from a couple of dollars to, you know, $1,000 or whatever. So it's a great place to shop. And I hope my wife is listening. It's a great place to shop.
There you go.
They're open until 9. Go, honey.
Hey, real quick, let's grab an email. Appreciate all the emails that's been sent in. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Betty from Michigan says, "Hi, Danny. On one of your TV episodes, you painted kitchen cabinets white. You added something to the paint that made the brush marks disappear. What's the name of that additive?" I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of people have used the Floetrol, Floetrol. Floetrol is a product that's available at any of the paint centers, the Home Depot, and it really does a really good job. Also, while you're there, pick up a really good quality brush. A brush can last you for years and years if you clean it properly, but that'll also help to eliminate those brush strokes. Because, Joe, of course, it's always better to spray it if you can, but sprayers can be a little intimidating. And also, you don't want to really spray everything in your house when you're spraying your kitchen cabinets. And that can happen. It does happen.
Yeah. In fact, you can use Floetrol in paint can or in a sprayer. So if you're spraying, you can use it. When brushing or rolling on the paint, I think last time I used Floetrol, I think you add 8 ounces of Floetrol to about a gallon of paint. And if you're spraying, you need 4 to 8 ounces per quart of paint, you know, if using a cup gun. And it's made by a company, Danny, we've mentioned every now and then, called Flood. Flood is a company that makes Floetrol. And it's been around since 1841. So it's a very well-established company, and we definitely trust their product.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the advanced solutions to being able to solve some of those cracks that you may have in your driveway, and also tell you more about simple solutions that'll be coming up in just a little bit. All of that and a whole lot more coming at you right here at Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4242.
4420.
Time for Ask the Bon-Eyed Guy. I've got the answers to what's bugging you. Let's go to line two and Johnny.
Oh, hey, Bon-Eyed Guy. There are so many products out there that claim they can stop insects. So how do I find the best one?
Oh, easy. Get 8. It's better than 7.
8? I just want 1.
8 brand insect control from Bon-Eyed. It kills over 100 different insects on contact and keeps on killing and repelling them for up to 30 days.
Thanks, Bon-Eyed Guy. Guess you could say 8's got their number.
Oh, you just did. Stop insects this summer with 8 brand insect control from Bon-Eyed. Learn more at Bon-Eyed.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone as easily as painting? With Deitch Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes, you can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you do it yourself. Get Deitch Coating products online through the Home Depot and DeitchCoatings.com. Start planning your next project today. In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lippert, and on the phone with us right now is another Danny, Danny Watson from Home Depot, because we're going in the aisles right now. Danny, I'll tell you, one of the most satisfying projects, you wouldn't think it would be, but to so many that if you're able to get a little more organized and declutter some things there, that's a pretty satisfying little project to do around the home.
It is a project that's kind of hard to get started with, but once you do it, you're right. It's so rewarding. You're so glad that you took that on. I got to be honest, about 2 years ago, I redid my garage and got it all organized. And it's amazing the amount of space I have saved. Since I've got it all put away and stacked correctly. So I think it's kind of a year-long process. It's kind of like each time you get rid of something and maybe you get something new, you're constantly reorganizing. But it's a fantastic project to take on.
Well, it is hard to get started on any of those projects. We recommend to a lot of homeowners, don't get crazy on this. Don't say I'm organizing my whole house this weekend. Take that one closet or that one side of the garage or something like that. But that really, once you really get out there and take, let's say, an honest look at what you need to do in these areas, that's when it's time to make that list, go to Home Depot and buy all of the containers, the totes, and the shelving that's available. You know, plastic and fiberglass type of shelving, I never was much much in favor of it. But some recently I purchased at Home Depot. This stuff can handle pretty much anything I throw at it.
Yeah, the Husky storage bins fit perfectly in the industrial welded steel garage shelving unit, and that's what I purchased. What's nice about them, I mean, those things are strong. I think the weight limit is 2,500 pounds per shelf. Of course, I didn't fill mine quite that full, but those Husky bins fit perfectly and nicely and orderly on those units, and really, they look great when you're finished.
And boy, it's nice when all of those storage bins all match, and you've got, you know, you, of course, you know, you go in on the computer and you print out your little labels, and man, doesn't it, that makes it look like your whole life is more organized when you get to that point.
It does, and it seems to spread. Once you get that project done, and you're like, okay, I'm going to take on, like you say, the one of the closets or a garden shed. It makes it so much easier to find things.
And of course, the finishing touches on any of these projects is making sure it's nice and clean. And so many people, we particularly hear this so much on our radio show, about people wanting some more environmentally friendly ways to get their house clean and to, you know, use for their maintenance, cleaning. And all you have to do is roll into Home Depot and you've got plenty of environmentally friendly cleaners there.
That's right. And eco-friendly Simple Green is probably one of our most popular. You pick that up, and then some of the microfiber towels. And it's a great way and a safe way to get your cleaning done.
Well, there we go. Like always, when we get a chance to talk to Danny Watson, we're going to get some ideas of ways that you can get to Home Depot and buy what you need. Danny, thanks so much for being with us again.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I mean, is there any better feeling than having your garage cleared out of all that clutter? And he's right. The first step is often the most difficult because, of course, you didn't go from an uncluttered garage to a cluttered garage overnight, right? It's like little by little, you lean a tool here and you're carrying a box there. Next thing you know, over the course of a few weeks, you can't park your car in there. So, the first step, I guess, is just, in fact, go to todayshomeowner.com. There are plenty of videos, right, Danny, showing you and Chelsea doing garage restoration, for lack of a better word, and just carry all that stuff out, and if you need to put it all back, you can build the shelving to hold it all, but you'll probably find, 20% of it, 40% of it, you don't even want to put back or need to put back into the garage.
But one thing you have to be aware of when you are cleaning out your garage and you take it all out and you're trying to, you know, sort through it out in your driveway,
right,
you're going to have people stopping one after the other thinking it's a garage sale. So you have to put up a sign saying, no garage sale here. But you can put it over to the side. We did that recently on a garage renovation, and things that we were going to donate or throw away,
right,
or whatever,
yep,
we just put in one pile, put a big sign saying free. By yep, the end of the day, half of it was gone.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you know, especially if you're in a neighborhood with a little bit of traffic. So that
was
Sharon. Really.
Was Sharon picking through that pile?
I didn't see her over there. I didn't tell her about it because I didn't want any more in my garage. So, hey, we want to grab one of the emails here. You can send us one at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This one is from Will in Delaware. Our driveway has several long cracks in it, and I've tried to fill it up, but nothing seems to last more than a few months before it cracks and peels out. How can I seal these so that I don't have to keep doing the same repair? Well, Will, the first thing you need to do in to make sure you get a lasting repair in a concrete crack is clean out the crack to remove any broken concrete or debris. That stuff is going to keep any of the repair material from sticking to the walls of the crack.
Yeah, the most important part, Danny, before you repair it is to clean out that crack of all the debris. And you could scrape it out with a putty knife or a slotted screwdriver, that works. And then get out your shop vacuum. That's the best way to get out all that, the little bits of dust and dirt, and get it as clean as possible before you move on to the next step.
And the repair caulk that I like is a Quikrete's Advanced Polymer Concrete Crack Sealant, because it's much more durable than traditional polyurethane or silicone sealants. That's because it does remain flexible once it dries, so it's a lot less likely to crack.
Yeah, you want a sealant that is flexible, right? Because if it's really rigid, it's going to crack. So this will give a little bit. And this particular product, Danny, is also textured, so it has a little bit of grit in it, and so it blends in really well with the surrounding texture of the concrete.
And it comes in a 10-ounce caulk tube, and so easy to use and to be able to repair those cracks for good. And you can find out about a whole line of Quikrete's Advanced Polymer Sealants and Adhesives by simply going to Quikrete.com. That's products that we all have used many times. It works very, very well. Hey, coming up, we're going to share with you, Joe's going to share with you another great simple solution, something that you'll be able to use around your house this weekend. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust TiteBond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, TiteBond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. TiteBond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Time for Ask the Bonide Guy. I've got the answers to what's bugging you. Let's go to line 2 and Johnny.
Oh, hey, Bonide Guy. There are so many products out there that claim they can stop insects. So how do I find the best one?
Oh, easy. Get 8. It's better than 7.
8? I just want 1.
8 brand insect control from Bonide. It kills over 100 different insects on contact and keeps on killing and repelling them for up to 30 days.
Thanks, Bonide Guy. Guess you could say 8's got their number.
Oh, you just did. Stop insects this summer with 8 brand insect control from Bonide. Learn more at Bonide.com.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Wizard Screen Solutions. Retractable screens done right.
And welcome back to the show. We're at the latter part of the first hour of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, the time when we share with you a simple solution. Joe, what do you have this week?
All right, Danny, I had finished a tiling project not too long ago, and of course I had several tiles left over because you always buy a few extra in case something happened, you miscut one or break one or whatever. So I thought, okay, so what am I going to do with these tiles? I don't need all of them. So I thought it'd be a great simple solution to turn them into trivets to protect, you know, like dining room tables or countertops or anything like that. So here's what you do. But if you just take the tile and just put it on the surface, the underside of the tile, of course, is kind of rough and you can scratch it, especially if someone slides it, you can scratch it. So you have to make some kind of pad. And rather than buying furniture little stick-on glides, I decided to make my own with some silicone. So here's what you do. Start by spraying a light coating of cooking oil onto a piece of wax paper, then lay 2 paint sticks, or I actually use tongue depressors, across the wax paper, and they're going to create the spacers for these little pads you're going to make. Next, use a hot melt glue gun. You can use silicone or hot melt glue, and put a 1/2-inch diameter dab of hot melt glue on each back corner of the tile. So 4 dabs, and immediately press it down onto the wooden sticks. You don't want the sticks hitting the glue, of course. You just want it to go against. That's the reason you spray the oil on the wax paper so that the glue doesn't stick to the wax paper. But in any case, you press it down and you wind up with, in each corner, a little hot melt glue soft pad, the thickness of the tongue depressor or the paint stick, whatever you use. So you just let it harden for a few minutes, peel off the wax paper, and there you go.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You got this trivet with these little stick-on pads made out of hot melt glue.
And you think about it, this time of the year, you know, a lot of outside entertaining taking place, and you have your tables out there. You don't want to burn with any of those hamburgers bringing off the grill. So that's a really good one. And this is what we do every week. Joe shares with us every hour another simple solution, but you don't have to wait for that. You can go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions and see over 500 of these. Joe, I was thinking the other day how we just taped our 520th Today's Homeowner Television Show. Think about that.
520. Wow.
520. Just think about how many, you know, because you know what goes, you know, for the most part goes involved in that. You know, it takes us usually a full week of taping, a full week of editing, and a little bit more, setup time here and there. So that's a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of creativity wrapped up in that library.
Yeah, and it's not like you're doing a regular TV show that there's a studio and everybody just shows up at the same studio every day and every week, whatever, and shoot the show. I mean, you got to create what the show is going to be and then go out and build it.
Right. Yeah. And there's rain and there's heat and there's cold and there's...
We should find out what TV show has produced 520 episodes, you know, like a TV show we've heard of, because I bet there are plenty that don't get anywhere near that, right?
No, I know. Usually, a lot of them don't get anywhere near 100. 100 is a magic number for a lot of the syndicated shows. So to have this many of them, we're very proud of it. And you can see the majority of those shows by just going to todayshomeowner.com/videos.
And the best part is you haven't aged at all through 520.
Oh, right.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing thing, TV.
Or maybe my eyesight's going, but either way, you look great.
Maybe I was going to suggest that. Hey, we're so glad you're with us for this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, just head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing. And don't forget about the podcast. The Today's Homeowner podcast is available anywhere that you download your podcast. I'm Danny Lippert, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and you've been listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Thanks so much.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.